Hello children, here I am with another interesting English lesson for grade 9 students. Grade 8 students too can join with me. I am Christina, teacher of English from Bandaravalar Tamil Central College, National School. Today's lesson is based on affixes. What is an affix? Yes, an affix is a word or morpheme that can be added to a root word or base word to add a new meaning. Think about this word, comfort. Yes, comfort is the root word. When we add able after this word, we can make a new word, comfortable. Right? Likewise, we can add un before this word and this word becomes uncomfortable, another new meaning, opposite of comfortable, right? அன்பான மாணவர்களே, இன்றைய பாடத்தில் affixes பற்றி கற்க உள்ளீர்கள். Affixes என்றால் என்ன? Affixes என்பது இணைப்பு சொற்கள் என்று சொல்வோம். பேஸ் வேர்ட், அதாவது வேர் சொல்லின் முன்பாக அல்லது பின்பாக சில எழுத்துக்களை அல்லது சொற்களை இணைத்து புதிய சொற்களை உருவாக்கலாம். உதாரணமாக, கம்ஃபர்ட் என்ற சொல்லின் பின்னால் ஏபிள் என்ற சொல்லை இணைத்து கம்ஃபர்டபிள் என்ற புதிய சொல்லையோ, அல்லது அன் யுஎன் என்ற எழுத்துக்களை இணைத்து கம்ஃபர்டபிள் என்ற சொல்லின் எதிர்ப்பதமான அன்கம்ஃபர்டபிள் என்ற சொல்லையோ உருவாக்கலாம். Affixes can be classified into two types, prefixes and suffixes. The prefix is placed before a word. The prefix is placed before a word and the suffix is placed after a word. The suffix is placed after a word. New words are created from root words. Right? The prefixes change the meanings of the words. The prefixes change the meanings of the word. Right? Happy, unhappy. Opposite of words, right? Okay. And suffixes change the word classes. Yes. What are the word classes? Nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs are the four major word classes, right? Affixes தொடர்பான விளக்கங்களை தரம் 8 textbook பக்கம் 51, Workbook பக்கம் 38. அதுபோல் தரம் 9 டெக்ஸ்ட் புக் பேஜ் 103, அதே போன்று ஒர்க் புக் பேஜ் 57-58. இதனூடாக சில விளக்கங்களை நீங்கள் பெற்றுக்கொள்ளலாம். ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், யூ ஆல் கேன் ரிஃபர் யுவர் டெக்ஸ்ட் புக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஒர்க் புக்ஸ் to find the details of this relevant topic, right? So, grade 8 textbook, unit 5, page 51 and workbook page 38, right? And in your grade 9 textbook, unit 9, page 103, workbook page 57 and 58. English. Common prefix examples are DIS, then IR and UN, another one RE, then IN. மாணவர்களே, affixes, prefixes,
சஃபிக்சஸ் என இரு வகையாக பிரிக்கப்படும். ப்ரிஃபிக்சஸ் என்பது முன் சேர்க்கை என்றும் சஃபிக்சஸ் என்பது பின் சேர்க்கை என்றும் சொல்வார்கள். அதாவது வேர் சொல்லில் முன்னால் சில எழுத்துக்களை சேர்க்கும் போது அவை ப்ரிஃபிக்சஸ் என்றும், வேர் சொல்லின் பின்னால் எழுத்துக்களை சேர்க்கும் போது அவை சஃபிக்சஸ் என்றும் அழைக்கப்படும். ஓகே சில்ட்ரன், வி லேர்ன் திஸ் இன் டீடைல். DISIRUNREIN. So, by using these letters, we can make new words, right? Okay, look at this example, agree. Right, what are the letters we can add here? Yes, DIS, right. So, disagree. It is the opposite of agree. It is defined as not. Likewise, responsible. So there we can add IR, irresponsible. So it is the opposite of responsible. It is also defined as not. Right? Then friendly, unfriendly. Turn, return. Okay? Now using UN. Happy, unhappy. Opposite. Usual, unusual. Right? Then correct, incorrect. Complete, incomplete. Possible, impossible. Proper, improper. Perfect, imperfect. So, these are some opposite words, right? Okay? Appear, disappear. Agree, disagree. Similar, dissimilar. Okay, children, can you understand? Right? I'll read the words again. Happy, unhappy. Usual, unusual. Correct, incorrect. Complete, incomplete. Possible, impossible. Proper, improper. Appear, disappear. Agree, disagree. Similar, dissimilar. Yes, some more prefixes. Yes, MIS. Right, where we can use this? Spell, misspell. Place, misplace. Right? Then use, misuse. Usually use this word, na? Right. Use something in a wrong way. Misuse, don't misuse. Right? Okay. Then where we can use RE? Again. No? Right. Then build, rebuild. Write, rewrite. Play, replay. Okay. So now we have already learned many prefixes, right? மாணவர்களே, இப்பொழுது நீங்கள் prefixes பற்றி சில விளக்கங்களை பெற்றிருப்பீர்கள் என்று நினைக்கின்றேன். இப்பொழுது நாங்கள் சில பயிற்சிகளை செய்து பார்ப்போமா? ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸஸோடு தொடர்புபட்ட சில பயிற்சிகள். Children, shall we do some activity? Right. Now take out the exercise books. Right? I am going to give you some sentences with blanks. Okay? Right now you are going to complete the sentences. Right? For each sentence, I'll give you three words. Right? You have to select the correct word to fill the blanks. Right? Are you all ready? Okay. First activity. Kumar's room is dash tidy. It's always messy. I'll read the sentence again. Kumar's room is blank tidy. Full stop. It's always messy. Okay. So these are the words, three words, right? Three words, all letters, right? IN, first one. Second one, DIS. Third one, UN. Okay? So these are the words, in, this, un. So, which one is the correct one? Yes. Kumar's room is untidy. Right? It's always messy. Untidy means not tidy or not clean or dirty. Right, next one. I need to blank gain my strength. Full stop. So I can win the race. I'll read the sentence again. I need to blank gain my strength. So, I can win the race. So, these are the words, right? UN, MIS, then RE. UN, MISS, RE. So, which one is the correct answer? Yes. RE. Regain. Right? To gain your strength again or recover. Okay? Right. Next one. We had an blank formal meeting over dinner. I'll read the sentence again. We had an blank formal meeting over dinner. So these are the three words. UN, UN, DIS, DIS, IN, IN. Yes, select the correct one. Yes, informal, right? Okay, so we had an informal meeting over dinner, not formal, okay, not planned. Next sentence. Rani's parents blank approve of her going to parties alone. Rani's parents blank approve of her going to parties alone. So these are the words, right? D I S, this. U N un, I M im. Yes, right. Rani's parents disapprove of her going to parties alone. Right. Next one. Children should not blank behave in class. Children should not blank behave in class. Yes. I-M-M-I-S-D-I-S. Yes. Right. Misbehave. Right. Behave badly. Right. So, children should not misbehave in class. Right. Next one. The students were asked to. The students were asked to blank tell the story in their own words. Tell the story in their own words. The students were asked to blank tell the story in their own words. Yes. Un, miss, re. U-N, un, M-I-S, miss, R-E, re. I know you all can select the correct answer, right? The students were asked to retell the story in their own words. Right? Retell? Yes, to tell the story again. Okay? So, the students were asked to retell the story in their own words. Right? Next one. I always feel blank safe walking alone at night. Safe walking alone at night. I always feel blank safe walking alone at night. Yes. U-N-un, I-N-in, M-I-S, miss. Yes, unsafe, right. So, I always feel unsafe walking alone at night. Right? Not safe, right? Okay. Now, the last one. His blank polite reply angered his mother. His blank polite reply angered his mother. Yes. Impolite, right? Okay. So his impolite reply angered his mother. Impolite means what? Not polite or rude, right? Okay. I think you all have got correct answers, right? Okay, now we'll move to another part, right? Manavargale, prefixes patriya நல்ல விளக்கத்தோடு இந்த பயிற்சிகளை செய்திருப்பீர்கள் என்று நினைக்கின்றேன். இலகுவாக இருந்ததா பிள்ளைகளுக்கு? ஓகே சில்ட்ரன், நவ் லெட்ஸ் ஹேவ் சம் எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஆன் சஃபிக்ஸஸ். ரைட், யூ நோ ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸஸ் மீன்ஸ் வி ஆட் words before the root word, right? Then suffixes, yes, we add letters or words after the root word. Okay, now we'll do some examples, right? First, er, it means someone who performs an action. For example, teacher. Teach, teacher. Right? Then painter. E-R. So he paints. Then singer. Sing, singer. Right? Who sings well, right? So, you can see ER. ER added to these root words, right? Okay. Teach, teacher. Paint, painter. Sing, singer. Next, ness, N-E. SS. So state of being, right? So sadness. The state of being sad. Kind, kindness. So N-E-S-S added there, right? So the state of being kind. Then dark, darkness. Darkness, right? Another one. O-U-S. Right? The meaning is full of. Danger, dangerous. So dangerous, full of danger. Courageous. Yes, O-U-S. Courageous. Full of courage. Glamorous. Yes, full of glamour. Attractive, right? Then full, F-U-L. Right, full of, right? Okay. Power, powerful. Full of power. Joy, joyful. Full of joy. Right? Next one, less, L-E-S-S, without, right? So sleep, sleepless. Taste, tasteless. Okay, children. Then able, capable of being, right? Read, readable. Measure, measurable. Observe, observable. Okay? Right? I'll read the words again. Right? Ear, teach, teacher. Paint, painter. Sing, singer. Then ness, N-E-S-S. Sad, sadness. Kind, kindness. Dark, darkness. Next one, O-U-S. Danger, dangerous. Courage, courageous. Glamour, glamorous. Next one, F-U-L, full. Power, powerful. Joy, joyful. Right? Next one. Less, less. Sleep, sleepless. Taste, tasteless. Next one. Able, able. Read, readable. Measure, measurable. Observe, observable. Right? Okay, children. Before we start doing an activity, let's revise the suffixes which we discussed, right? ER, who performs an action, right? Then ness, N-E-S-S, state of being. Then O-U-S, full of. Then F-U-L, full of. L-E-S-S, without. Then able, capable of being, right? Okay.
Now we move to grade 9 textbook, page 103. Page 103, grade 9 English textbook, right? There you can find some more prefixes and suffixes, right? Advantage, disadvantage. Patient, impatient. So these are some examples for prefixes. You know, they change the meanings, right? Opposite meanings. Then beauty, beautiful. Beautifully. Use, useless. Fit, fitness. Agree, agreement. Prevent, prevention. So these are some examples for suffixes. You know, they changed the word classes. Right? Now we will try to do an activity. Right? In grade 8 textbook, page 51. I hope you all can find that book, right? Grade 8 textbook, page 51, activity 5.2. Copy this into your writing book and complete the table. A table is given there. So, there are 5 columns, right? Base words are given in the first column. So, these are the base words. Help, spot, sudden, fair, pain, worth. Right? I'll read the words again. Help, spot, sudden, fair, pain, and worth. Right? In the second column, ly is given. Suffix, right? Ly. Then third column, ful. Then fourth, ne-double-s. Then the last column, le-double-s. So, you have to select the correct suffixes from these columns, right? Next activity, grade 8 workbook. Okay, grade 8 workbook, page 51, activity 2. Page 51, activity 2. A table is given with 3 columns, right? Again, the base words are given in the first column. So, these are the words help, rest, play, hope, joy, tidy, sick. Right? I'll read the words again. Help, rest, play, hope, joy, tidy, and sick. With the help of these base words, you have to write suitable suffixes. Right? For example, help, yes, helpless. Likewise, you can find the rest of the words, right? Now, children, we will do some activities in your workbook, grade 9 workbook, right? Page 57 and 58. 57 and 58. Look at activity 5. Form antonyms. Antonyms means edirpadam. Right. Opposite words, right? Form antonyms to the given words using the prefixes un, dis, or im. So these are the words: advantage, tidy, approve, cover, quality, movable, necessary, perfect. I'll read the words again: advantage, tidy, approve, cover, quality, movable, necessary, perfect. So, first one, advantage. Yes. What is the prefix you can use there? Yes, D-I-S, advantage, disadvantage, right? Like that, you have to find the other prefixes as well, right? Next one, activity 6. Activity 6, page 58. There, form words by adding suffixes. Less, able, full, ly, and ne, double s. Right? Okay, so these are the base words. Great, sleep, count, speech, end, sick, tight, weak, and weak. Right? So, you have to use suitable suffixes there. இன்றைய பாடத்தினூடாக affixes என்றால் என்ன? Affixes இன் இரு பிரிவுகளவே, அதாவது prefixes, suffixes. முன் சேர்க்கை, பின் சேர்க்கை பற்றி நீங்கள் கற்றிருப்பீர்கள். அத்தோடு தரம் 8, தரம் 9 பாட புத்தகங்களில் பயிற்சி புத்தகங்களில் உள்ள விடயங்களை பற்றியும் சில பயிற்சிகளையும் செய்திருப்பீர்கள் என்று நினைக்கின்றேன். இந்த பயிற்சிகள் முழுவதுமாக செய்து பாருங்கள். அப்பொழுது தெளிவாக உங்களுக்கு விளங்கும். ஓகே சில்ட்ரன், ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஆல் கேன் டூ த ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் கிவன் தேர் இன் யுவர் டெக்ஸ்ட் புக்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் யுவர் ஒர்க் புக்ஸ். Then you all can improve your vocabulary, right? Okay, if you do all the activities given there. Right, it's time to say goodbye. I really enjoyed this time with you all. Hope you all have learned something about affixes. Goodbye, children. Be safe.